this dear friend a neighborhood party.
Right on.
So once it goes out again, just click it again real fast.
Clicky clicks.
Wait, did we put anything in there?
There's stuff in there. Remember, there's the cherry AK.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
How much was in there?
Decent amount, as okay. You can see.
Never mind. I'll shut up. Okay, there we go.
Yeah. That's how that shit goes.
Cool. Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I'm Justin Baroni, and this is Tyler Neely.
This is the Stundenglass.
Thank you for joining us on your Friday at 4:20 to start the weekend off right, baby. We are your friendly neighborhood potheads. We do enjoy... Oh, you got it switched up there.
There we go.
We do enjoy the Stundenglass. We're going to keep it going because, like, honestly, I figure it's the better way to go than just a bong hit, right? Like,
exactly.
So what we're smoking in here is actually the Cherry AK from Terra Labs. It's a live resin. It is... I always get this wrong. Now that I have my glasses. 85.8% THC with 2.1 milligrams of CBD, which means that's 0.02%. No, 0.2% CBD. Which gives it a nice hybrid. Tyler can attest to it. He really likes the hybrids. He's really good at picking hybrids.
Yep.
And like you said, not to put words in your mouth, but like you said before, the flower was like a good fucking nom nom.
That's it. And time. I can't get my flower anymore, so this is the only way I get to enjoy my cherry AK.
Right? It actually started to taste, because I had this loaded with the greasy orange kush cookies.
Oh, yeah. Still good. Like, there's a nice balance between the two right now.
Yeah, it seems like...
You want to finish?
Well,
yeah,
we can say so. What was I trying to say? The orange is sort of dissipated, and it's now more cherry AK.
Yeah.
There's a slight amount of the cherry AK. I mean, the orange, but not... It's just like an after effect, really. Yeah,
it's just a little aperitif.
Mm-hmm. Got our giant jugs of water.
Oh, yes. I came prepared.
And... So today we have a treat.
Mm-hmm.
We thought, we don't know how it's going to go because you're going to watch us try these together for the first time. We weren't really sure how the whole situation was going to play out. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you our top 10 stoner movies.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of have lists.
Correct.
We put some notes down, I guess, to like just sort of give us an idea, but it may change throughout the episode depending on where we're at and what we're going to smoke.
That's right.
So if you're observant at this point, you have noticed that there is what looks like a cigar in a glass case and a glass vial in front of me. This is a 3-gram fully wrapped blunt.
Hell
it's
yes.
Diamond infused. Liquid diamond? Or is it just diamond dusted?
Diamond and terpene infused.
You hear that, right?
Uh-huh.
If you're a pothead and you're watching this, which I'm sure you are because I don't know what regular people watch this. I don't know. Maybe there is, but I'm going to tell you right now. If you don't smoke weed, you might start.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a cigar. Like... Okay, you could put this up. It's not quite as thick as a cigar because it is a blunt.
Yep.
But you've got a wicket. It looks just like a cigar all the way around.
Yeah, like beautifully rolled, honestly.
Yeah. I've taken a couple pictures, but I bought two because I had to buy two, of course.
Of course.
Anytime
a new nice blunt comes in, we got to do it.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. So, I'll take some better pictures of the second one because, quite frankly, I've waited long enough to smoke this.
That's right.
Tyler showed it to me when he was ordering last week. And he's like, I'm thinking of getting this and I want to get it. And I'm like, this isn't a question.
Yeah.
Like, this is yes.
It's more like it's happening regardless. Yeah. But I just like the little affirmation to be like, yes, we're doing this.
You have to understand. Like, I know it sounds like sometimes I'm kind of trying to like, I don't know. I feel like sometimes the way I talk when I'm talking about you is like I'm trying to make fun of it. I'm not.
No.
It's just I'm pointing out that what you have to understand with Tyler is he's not like me. where I'm like, hey, fuck you. He'd say, like, maybe don't do that. You know? Like, he's just got a better way of sort of, like, explaining things to people, a less harsh way of doing it. He's much more personable about it. I'm much more like, that's what it is, what he wants, you know? So, like, I'm not trying to do it. It's just the way it comes across from me. It's just, that's the way he approaches things. It's like, hey, what do you think about this? When it's like, no, I'm doing this. It's, you know, like, the first time you told me when, I've told you this before, but when I first started working at the shop and I was trying to set up some display or something like that you want. And I said, yeah, what do you think? And he goes, so maybe we could tweak a couple things, you know? So maybe we could do this. And I immediately knew, like, oh, he's done this before. And that's it. That's the nope. Yeah. You know? So that's where I think we work well together, is we have those, that opposite, you know, we have somebody that can sort of, do you say it? Like, not more politely, but like in a more, I guess nowadays, socially acceptable way, say no.
Right. Whereas, I mean, because generally in those circumstances, we're coming from the same place. Mm-hmm. It's just the initial approach comes out differently, right?
Yeah. You know, with a little more tact on your side.
A little more tact.
My side is fuck tact. I watch too much Rambo. Okay. I don't know if you've seen the latest Rambo, which was a couple years ago, but at the end, he reaches in and he grabs the guy's heart and he pulls it out. That's right. I was like, this is the best ending to any movie ever.
Yeah.
Like, this is exactly what I wanted to happen to that guy.
That's the only way a Rambo movie should end at this point, right? Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't, you know, that's because it was so, in that movie, it was so fucking gratifying.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole time, like, if you don't know the premise of the movie, the premise is that he is now an old man living on a farm, and he has this housekeeper slash good friend, cousin, whatever you want to call it, living with him, and her niece is there, and he has sort of, like, parented the niece. Because the dad took off and she's from Mexico and he went back to Mexico and the guy was like a bad guy. She ends up going to Mexico to try and find him, but bad things happen and Rambo has to go get her. Mm-hmm. Okay, and like obviously bad things happen and Rambo then decides to get vengeance. Okay, and so everybody comes to his farm to get him and all you can think is the vile creatures that did this to this little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they die in the worst ways possible, and they do.
Yep.
And it is honestly, I said it to my dad, I was like, it is the most satisfying movie I've ever watched because I was so angry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I cried.
Yep.
I cried at Rambo. Okay. Keep that in mind. That's my loose hint, like my hinge, okay?
Yeah.
So I cried at Rambo, and then I got violently mad. And then he took out all the violence that I would hope I could do in that scenario to exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Everything that happened, I was like, yep. Yeah!
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, so yeah. Stallone, thank you.
Yes, because well done, sir.
As a father of two daughters... Mm-hmm. I would do all of those things to that guy. I don't care. Like, no fucking way. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So, I know where I started with this. It's okay. I'm getting back to it. Okay, so.
I knew you were on point.
It's all now, good. Now we have, and I'm totally sober at this point, okay? I haven't smoked anything. We actually didn't smoke before we did this. The kids are gone. So we came in, Stundenglass in it. Oh, yeah, I guess I'm not totally sober right now. But I was totally sober before the Stundenglass.
That's right.
So one of the things is smoking this cigar.
Mm-hmm.
This terp-infused 3 gram. When you buy this thing, it comes out as 12 grams.
That's right.
Because it's the equivalent, right?
Yeah.
So it should be super tasty. Mm-hmm. It should get us super high. I don't know if it's an indica or a sativa.
So that's the funny thing with the strain on it. So this one is biscotti cake. So we're looking at a cross of biscotti and wedding cake.
So hybrid.
It's got a bit of that indica lean there for sure. But I don't see it because it, you know, like you want to enjoy a good cigar. So just nice and chill, you know, throw on your jacket.
Right. So with this guy, and like I said, it's, you know, it's already rolled. So there's a hole, but it's actually packed like the end of a cigar. Like I thought I was going to have to clip it, but you don't have to because they're, well, here, I'll see if I can show it. There's, if you can see that, there's a hole in the end of it. I'll take some pictures and put them on the my Instagram there, and yep. then you can get like a close up look and a proper shot of what this stuff is. But it's got a little wrap on it as well, just like a cigar would, and it says the authentic blunt.
Yeah, it's well done.
At this point, it really does look like the authentic blunt. Like, I don't have a problem with this at all.
Did you give it a whiff?
No. I'm too afraid to tempt myself. Cause I have two.
I know.
And one of those El Bluntos.
I know.
Actually, technically, I have one of those big El Bluntos. I have a Presidente outside.
See? You're set on all fronts.
I have four more El Bluntos. And I also have the one I smoked in the last episode. I have the Kingpin Sativa infused wrap.
There you go.
I have another one of those upstairs. Don't tell me I don't know blunts. Okay. So yeah, so we thought it would be a fun time to sit and smoke these awesome cigars, or potentially awesome blunts, sorry.
Yes, sir.
And talk about some of the... And when we say, okay, the best stoner movies, we're not necessarily talking about like the funniest stoner movies. We're talking about the any movie that when you're high, you would prefer to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, it could be anything. Yep. You know, it doesn't have to have... It's not any theme. It's just whatever. When you're stoned, you just get totally zoned into that movie. And you know, like, for me, Fast and Furious. That's not one of my top 10. Mm-hmm. But the Fast and Furious, like, I can watch those anytime.
Yeah.
Because if I'm high as shit, I'm like, race cars? Yes.
Yeah.
And violence? I'm in.
Yeah. And at no point do you have to be, like... I mean, you're going to be like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
But like, you don't have to be like, whoa, what's going on with the story? It's like, yeah. It doesn't matter. You're just going to, you know, lock in and enjoy.
Exactly.
Know? Yeah.
So let's start this off right and let's light these bad boys up. So I cheers you, sir.
Here I go, fucking putting mine down.
Ba-doom.
Snoop.
All right. Let's see how this goes. Now, as you can see, it's open. This is what I like about my a blunt, especially these big ones. Like mm-hmm. the Presidente is a big 1 gram one. That El Blunt, what's that?
2 grand. Presidente's 2 grand.
I think they went down to one now, no?
Seriously?
I think so.
I haven't bought one in a little bit.
No, so. You know what? It's the Nugs wrap I'm confused on.
Oh, gotcha.
So the Nugs wrap is a 1 gram, you're right. The Presidente's a 2 gram hash infused.
Mm.
The El Blunto that you have down here, that one's a 2 gram?
0.75, the one that I got.
Oh, okay.
The one you have is the diamond infused.
That's what I'm talking about. Right? So those ones, because I'm going on infused ones. Like that actually, they generally wrap like a cigar. Those ones are excellent, too. Like, for indicas, the indica one's better than the sativa.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the other one is a 2 gram diamond-infused one, and I just smoked those fuckers to the face.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But the key is the open end, because a lot of the times, now, El Blunto doesn't do it. El Blunto does the small ones just like their big ones, where the end is open.
Yeah, nice open face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other anything else, though, so if it's, like...
Even like Benny Blunto.
Yeah, Benny Blunto, Box Hot, those blunts.
Yeah.
Even the Snoop Dogg one, the Lottie Dottie blunt, and the Cryptic Blueberry. Those ones are all folded over.
Yeah.
So you, initially when you take the smoke, you're getting like mostly paper.
Yeah, off the initial burn.
At least a couple puffs, right? So I always try to burn those off, but because it's blunt paper, it's a lot harder, and they're thicker, so it takes longer. And you still get some of that flavor anyway. So I really like the bigger ones because I feel like they do it right. And they just, like, it burns so much better when you do it that way.
Yeah,
because
this is, as it says, the authentic blunt. Like, this is what it lends itself to. This is what a blunt, how I've always pictured blunts, how they should be on the market, you know?
I could just sit like this.
Yeah.
Just, sorry, I didn't mean to...
It comes naturally.
Dude, that's so tasty.
Yeah. That's what I mean, man. Like, this is... They got it right. They definitely got this right. We're not even smoking it yet. I'm like, yeah, this is proper.
Yeah. Okay. Do you ever remember this feeling? Because this was my, like... This is my standard... This is my standard for, like, really good weed. If I smell it and then I want to eat it...
Yeah.
That I'm like, I'm in. Whatever that, I don't give a shit what it is. Yeah, if I'm like, my immediate reaction is, give it to me. Yeah. Right?
Your brain just goes all consuming. Like, I need this consumed in my face to the dome.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
That taste, holy shit.
Yeah, dude. It's definitely there.
All right. We're going to stop talking for a second and smoke the shit out of this.
Bogart this shit right now.
All right. Cheers, brother.
Cheers, bro.
<laughs> See, this would be the... Oh, my God. That tastes like a cigar.
Man.
That doesn't even taste like a blunt. Like, in a good way. In a good way.
In a good way. Holy shit.
The one thing I will say, I think it's wrapped a little tight.
Oh, yeah?
Well, just from this perspective, okay? When you smoke stuff like this with diamonds, resin, or rosin, hash not so much, but diamonds, resin, or rosin, as it burns, it bleeds down. And then you get the resin from the plant, you get the residue from the diamonds, actually. And if it's liquid diamonds, then it's already pouring down.
Yeah.
Right? So I can see it, if you're not constantly pulling on it, blocking up. Right. We'll find out, because we're going to smoke the whole thing.
That's right.
But yeah, no, that's the only... Because I feel like I really have to pull on it.
Mm. I got to say, mine's going real easy.
Maybe it's just the roll then. Because, like, every time it's rolled slightly differently, right? And packed slightly differently.
Yeah.
Depends on if it's hand-rolled or machine.
These, I'm pretty sure, are hand-rolled. Because
they look like it.
Again, the whole reason I bought them, or, like, ordered them in, because I saw a Reddit review. Somebody had one of them. And actually, he only had the butt in the ashtray.
Mm.
But I saw the end butt. I'm like, based off of that, I'm like, okay, there's something to it. But he had mentioned the actual roller. Because apparently this is, like, hand-rolled by a specific roller.
Oh, really?
At least that's what this guy claims. So, it doesn't say anywhere on the package, but that is what they say.
I'll say this. It's very rare that Reddit is wrong.
That's true.
On things like this.
Yeah, for general information, not so much the opinion side of things, but the actual information, they're pretty on point.
Yeah,
right?
Because Reddit likes to hold everybody accountable for everything.
Yeah.
So, if you say the wrong... That's why I don't put anything on Reddit, because, like... I don't know what I'm talking about.
Right?
I don't want anybody being like...
You have no idea what you're getting back.
Yeah, like, actually, you're a fucking dummy.
Yeah, like, dude.
That's not at all right. Listen, I don't know things. I just have opinions.
Yeah.
You know?
It's funny because I think I've only ever put, like, maybe two or three comments on Reddit. One was just a stupid comment because I had a stupid stoner thought, and that was that. But, the one that I put was on, somebody had mentioned the El Blunto before I ever had them, before we actually had them into the shop.
Yep.
Somebody had mentioned about the El Blunto. And they were like, oh, is there any other ones that are like this? And me, in my fucking naivete, I'm like, oh yeah, you know, there's the Presidente. Like, it's a well-rolled blunt. And I got like 6 downvotes real quick. And I'm like, oh, what? Am I on it? How can I be that wrong? They're nice blunts. They got, you know, glass tip and whatever the hell I was rocking with them.
Yeah.
And then I had an El Blunto. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I see what they're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, like, this is the only thing that I've ever found that would be comparable to an El Blunto. Because, like, in these terms, okay?
Right.
Because, first of all, these are done with some kind of, like, actual leaf wrap. It's not one of those paper wraps. It's not some kind of, like, oh, this is just a blunt wrap. Like, this is a leaf of something.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? The way that it bends and the way that it's been manipulated, it's not even cut straight.
No, yeah.
Like, and that's, like, it's, yeah. So... This and the El Blunto are similar in that way. They also have more of a cigar taste. Like, this one right now tastes like I'm smoking a cigar without the full-bodied, like, mouthfeel of a cigar.
Yeah, right.
Right? It has more of that weed mouthfeel, but the satisfaction of a cigar.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Whereas, like, the Presidente is great, but one, it's also sativa.
Right.
It's got bubble hash in it, so the hash gives it that sort of, like, mouth, full mouth
hash
situation.
Has that general
right?
effect, right? That heaviness of the smoke and,
Exactly. But it doesn't, it burns very similar, but yeah, no, that's really the main difference. The weed is, as far as I'm concerned, the weed they're using on either of them is top shelf.
Yeah.
The wraps on them, though, I would say on, like, these ones are top shelf. The El Blunto's are top shelf, but everything else is, like...
Could be a little bit better.
Second to top shelf.
Yeah.
You know, they're just about there. They need a leaf, you know? Oh, and actually a fair mention would be the Canagar.
Yeah.
Because it's wrapped in a hemp leaf, but it's one of the best wrapped hemp leaf blunts, Canagars, I've ever tried. You know, and I've tried not a lot, but a couple. And then there was another one by the Animal Face Infused when they did it with the hemp wrap.
Yeah, yeah.
Those ones were the best ones. Yeah. But I would put those two on par with these.
Yeah.
I would put the high from these on more of a reflective cigar high. Like that kind of feeling you expect, right? Whereas the other ones are kind of like, no, this is weed high, and this is the weed I'm expecting. It's not as fully satisfying as a cigar.
Yeah.
Right? So more of an aficionado kind of situation with these ones.
This is like, you know, like have yourself a little whiskey, sit back and relax, you know?
Speaking of which, that reminds me, I forgot to pick up whiskey on the way home today.
No, we're good. We're
cursing. No, but we were talking about it.
I know. Yeah.
And I meant to.
I expect nothing.
I expect things of myself.
I'm just like, oh, this is happening? Cool. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, so let's get into this. Let's do this. How do we want to do it? Do we want to just go like...
I mean, we can go a few other times. So, one of mine, I can tell you for sure,
mm-hmm.
it's a bit of an offset.
Okay.
Because there's a bit going on to it. Like, there's a lot I can discuss about it, because I'm a bit of a nerd for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, should I just delve into it, because apparently I'm already there, or...
So this is what I'm thinking, though. Like, do we want to just know what it is, or do we want to know why it is what it is to you?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Should we go with both? Like, you tell the movie, and then you tell the explanation why.
Yeah, you could totally do that. Yeah.
That sounds... Now that I say it out loud in my head... Fucking weeds hitting. Now that I say it out loud, because in my head I was like, dude, we gotta figure out a plan. And then when I just said that, I was like, no, that's how things go. That's exactly how conversations work, man. You dummy.
Oh, fuck, that's amazing.
Nobody can criticize me for being blunt with anybody else, because that's me to me.
Yeah.
That's how I talk to myself. It's not just for show. Like,
it's a part of your brain that's just so ready. And there's another part of your brain be like, I know, Justin, we're getting there. We're getting there. Just settle down. We're getting there.
See, again, but you put like a little level of decorum on it. You know what happens with me? That voice is actually going, hey, fuckface. Nope. Like, do you understand how things work? You live, right? Yeah. That's exactly what my voice in my head is saying to me.
Yeah, right.
So don't get mad at me when I'm like, no, that's not how it works. Because I talk to myself like that. It's not a one-off, like... Because I worry about that sometimes as, like, a manager, right? I worry if, like, you're... Because I'm so blunt with people. I often wonder if they think that I just talk to them like that.
Right.
When I'm like, no, I do that to you because I do that to me. That's how I just do it in general, right? Like... I don't mean any harm by it.
No, exactly. You know? And that is evident.
Unless
right?
I mean harm by it.
Yeah, but that is also evident.
Yeah, yeah. Right? It's very telling. Like, you know for sure. Okay, yeah. Sorry, enough about me.
No worries.
I totally got sidetracked. This blunt is good. The high is great. It is definitely... You know what it's comparable to?
Honestly,
Alaskan
in terms of high,
mm-hmm.
on point.
Right?
Yep.
That's very similar. So, nice body buzz, little bit of a tingle, but because you're not smoking the whole thing in one shot... You're not getting, like, the same level. Yep. But there's definitely that, but there's a clarity of mind.
Yeah, definitely a clarity. Like, it's nice. You can tell there's, like, these slight waves happening.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, holy shit. This is really nice. If this came in a 10-pack and didn't cost $200...
I was going to say, it was going to be $1,000. But I hear what you're saying. I would buy it, too.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
You know what they should do? What would be a good idea, though?
Mm.
Would be... doing a 28 gram of these, because they're each two.
Yeah.
Right?
12.
Okay, well, but okay, let's take out the diamonds.
Yeah.
Because it still seems like it would be a nice blunt.
Yeah, honestly, like, even if it didn't have diamonds, like, just the flower and a little bit of that terp in there, you know.
Oh, there's a definite flavor to it. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely, like, a cigar flavor.
Yep.
Like, a surprising...
Like, dude, they hit this on the
There's
head.
Some kind of rum... Kind of taste.
I taste that too, right? Yeah. But it's just that nice, there's a little sweetness with that little nip that comes from rum, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Not overwhelming. It's not like, it's lesser than a wine tip Colt, but similarly flavored.
Yeah.
But considerably less on the flavor end.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really nice smoke. And it's not getting bad burnt.
Like,
not the burn itself, but like, you know how sometimes you get that charred flavor halfway down?
Mm-hmm.
We're about, not halfway, but we're like maybe a quarter into it.
Dude,
I've ashed it once.
I'm about halfway now. I've been puffing away. But like, I just
Mine's
hit a really nice.
Than yours is.
Sorry. I had to say it. Of course. It's right there. You can't not.
So you're puffing away.
But yeah, I'm puffing away. And I just hit this nice pocket of like very notable weed. I could taste the weed right in that pocket. And it was nice.
I think I'm coming up to the safe spot. You know what? It's smoking nicer now too.
But like, yeah. And like, if you look at the burn, it's hard to see from there, guaranteed. But like, it has this nice, like, coning into itself. Like, it has these nice little ridges, like, falling into the burn.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it nubs out.
It nubs out. Thank you.
Instead of, like, you know, in a joint or whatever, it starts to canoe or...
Yeah,
it
or
starts
flaking
to,
do
it. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you get this, like, charred flavor where the weed is clearly burnt farther back than it's, like, than just the cherry. So you're getting what the char tastes like now. You're not getting that with this.
No.
You're getting a nice full puff, like pull.
Yeah, dude. Holy fuck. This was a great call.
Right?
Well done, Chronic.
Well done, Tyler.
Yeah. I will take all this credit.
That's
for
you
sure.
You should. I want to call the shop right now and be like, don't you sell those.
That's right. In fact, bring them to us.
Yeah, right?
Right now.
Who's not doing anything? There's three of you out there. Three
exactly.
of you there. One of you can make a house call.
Better yet, who's not on shift? You got some time.
No. Want to make an easy $70?
Yeah.
That's right. I'm willing to pay fucking $50 and then you $70 to go get it.
That's
right. That's how good it is.
Yeah, fuck.
I mean, that is Canadian, so.
Yeah, 100%.
It's really just a couple handfuls of dirt and a rock or two.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay, so sorry. Yes. Now that we know how the conversation does actually work.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah, do you want me to just go?
You
right
go,
into
yeah.
It?
You okay. were you had your thing ready, so you fired up. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. Do you want to go one and one, or do you want to just go?
Oh, I mean, we can go one and one, because. To be fair, the one, I don't even know if I should start with this one. I could maybe save this one, because this one's got a lot of moving pieces to it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so save that. If that's going to be the longer explanation?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't, I forget what's on my list right now.
Okay.
So I don't know how long any yet, and I'm long-winded, so.
That's fair.
This could be a 7-hour podcast. I don't fucking know. Actually, while you're looking that up, we're just going to restart, because we're at the 28-minute mark, and I will forget to look.
That is fair.
And we're right back. There we go.
It's funny. It's like, the thing is, I feel very with it right now. You know?
Right?
It's not pulling me away one way or the other.
It's a social high.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to do this.
We need some soft jazz playing. And,
Yeah, I got to figure that out.
Oh, dude.
Because you know what the problem is?
Royalty free, of course.
That's the thing,
yeah.
Right? That's the tough part. Now, to be fair, you could have just brought a guitar.
Do you know the other fucked up thing is? I thought about doing that. I'm like, you know, just have it there. Just
that's
case.
Your fault. All right.
That,
so
that's
you,
on me.
Kudos to you for the blunt, but boo for the no music, music man.
Yeah. Damn.
See, there's the differences, folks. While he looks this up, I'm going to explain it totally for you.
Yep.
Okay? He was nice about making fun of me. I was not.
It's all about balance. It's, you know.
Just in case you're wondering if this is actually our dynamic. It is.
This is, yeah.
This is our dynamic. But, like,
there's no put on here at all.
No. Like, just two friends that actually, like, hit it off well about everything.
Yeah.
Even though, like, we have opposing opinions on some things. We know where...
Thumb.
It's still nice, though. Because like, I'd be right over here like... What was that, hands? I can see how a third-party person watching this would be looking in and be like, that guy's a fucking asshole.
He's holding him captive.
Yeah, show his feet. That's what we're going to get. We're going to get a bunch of fucking comments of people like, can you just show us Tyler's ankles for a minute? Like, what's up, sickos? They're like, no, we want to make sure he's not stuck there. Like,
yeah, we've never seen below the table, so what's going on down there? There's just a whole, like, robotics lab, like, actually controlling us, like...
See, and that's where we go, because that's exactly where I was going with, like, you said robotics, I was already thinking, like, I've turned Tyler into an AI cyborg. Like, it's not really a human, it's just the top of a body, like, how are you?
Top of the line.
So, you see where the similarities come now? Because, like, yeah. We get to it in different ways, but we get to a similar conclusion that's on it. A lot of things.
Exactly that.
So, yeah, aside from that, hit us up with okay. your, this isn't, again, necessarily an order.
No, there's no order.
A favorite. It's just 10 movies, our top 10 movies. You can place them whichever way you want to watch when you're stoned. So if you get the opportunity and you haven't seen them, get high and watch a movie.
I think, to be safe, knowing us, we should start with top five.
Yeah, maybe five's good. You're right. Yeah, good call. That will be a 7-hour podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I'm going to hit the first one just because it's staring at me. The Gumby movie. Have you ever...
Like, okay, isn't there two? Is there like an... Or is it just... Am I thinking the TV show?
There's the TV show, yes. And then there's a movie from... It's either the 80s or the 90s. Gotta remember. It might be like 95, actually. I think it's when this movie came out. But it's all... You know, it's all claymation, right? But this movie, because I used to watch this when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I distinctly remember on, like, a rainy day where it was just me and my mom and my dad and my sister out doing something. And she's like, oh, do you wanna watch a movie, Ty? I'm like, all right, yeah. And then she's like, you ever seen Gumby? I'm like, what the fuck is this? Well, you know, in a way, whatever. So you're like, that looks colorful, you know?
Yep.
And, yeah, we sat down and watched this movie, and I was just in awe the entire time. That movie is... It's just a bunch of hippies out in San Francisco putting together this little, you know, claymation thing.
Yep.
But the storyline is absurd, but I related to it somehow.
Yeah.
It's this lanky, you know, gangly guy, and he's got his pet horse, which is kind of more like a dog, but he also has a dog.
Yep.
And it's basically the story of Woodstock in a way.
Yep.
Because it's this, like, young kid, or, like, you know, one of that typical, like, save the farm.
Yeah,
you know, storylines.
Yeah, yeah. He's not going to have the money to keep the farm. Yeah. We got to go save it by making some bay hails or some shit.
Bay hails?
Bay hails. Okay, Justin, shut up. Tyler, keep going.
Bay hails. It's extra funny you say that because hay bales play a large part in this movie. It is.
I'm pretty sure I actually have seen it.
Yeah, it's a factor. But man, it's just one of the trippiest things because he just goes and travels through different books. And so he's in like different scenarios through like, you know, medieval times and like basically Star Wars.
I have definitely seen this.
Yeah, dude. Oh, it's a wild trip. And at this point, it'd probably be quite nostalgic for a lot of people. But man, being high, watching this movie, great time, especially on a rainy day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, realistically, think about it. You're a kid, you're watching this, like, stick of gum. Wrigley spearmint gum. Do whatever it wants, you know? That's not green gum. I was thinking it was green. It's not. I was trying to think of a green gum. I don't know. But anyway. But it's like, the idea is that, like, you're pliable.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, everything that happens to him, he, like, moves around it, goes over it, under it, gets flattened out a few times, and it's just, like, cool, man. You know?
He's just continuously, like, anamorphic. He's just changing form all the time.
It's like a superhero movie without, like, a violent superhero.
Pretty much.
You know?
Yeah. Because his worst enemy is him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny how back then, not always, but some stuff for kids actually had, like, a message without... A mother dying at the beginning?
Yeah. Yeah. Or just like hitting you over the head with it throughout the entire thing. It's like, did you know this was a lesson all along?
Right?
I hope you do now.
Yeah. No, the stuff like that. The only problem is, for me, I can't watch claymation. Like, I remember watching it as a kid, but like, it makes me mad. And I don't know why. Like, it actually makes me mad. I'm like, why is this a thing?
Right.
But I do this. I respect all kinds of art forms.
No,
but like,
for sure.
Just visceral feeling after watching it. Like, people be like, hey, you want to watch this? I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
You know?
Honestly, it's probably, I'm thinking about this now, it could be like the rigidity of it. Because you know, like, it's a real thing that's making motion, but it's not natural motion. So you're like, why can't you just fucking, you know...
You know,
like
what?
Subconsciously.
No, that totally makes 100% sense, because here, I'll give you another fucking...
Yeah, again, I need like a 20 pack of these.
These are fucking good.
Holy fuck.
Then like they are good. And what is it? It's a 3 gram blunt. 3 grams with diamonds. Okay? Keep it. So if you think I can't smoke weed, go fuck yourself. Like,
dude, this is so nice. I'm quite impressed with this.
We've been hauling this down too, and like, I don't know exactly what time we started, but we've really only been podcasting for 36 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty
so
good.
We've smoked pretty much this whole blunt to ourselves,
mm-hmm.
in, I would say, I'll play it back. Like, when I put it in, I'll put it in the description. Mm-hmm. But I would bet that we've probably only been smoking these for like 15 minutes.
All in all?
Think about it.
Because like, we talked about it for a while before we started smoking it.
Yeah.
It's funny how time dilates when you're...
How time
having
dies.
A great high.
Funny time talk, because Sunday the clocks go forward.
Yes,
that really fucks up my shit.
Mm.
The forward fucks up my shit. We talked about this week at school, but at school, at work. All right, I'm reverting to childhood.
It's all this talk of Gumby, man. I was talking about 95. It brought us right back. See, nostalgia.
Totally forgot we're talking about Gumby.
I am in complete control of this conversation.
No. I would get what I want.
Oh, fuck.
No, that's right. You should be, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
But yeah, I guess my first pick, okay. For sure, the Gumby movie.
I figured out, I remembered what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right on that point of it not being natural, because here's the thing. So when you were watching, and this is not one of my top 10 things to watch high, though a lot of people like watching them high.
Mm.
And this is a couple movies all at once.
Yep.
But this is the reasoning before the movies that they are. So, that movie, no, wait, what was I saying? The rigidity of that and the weirdness of it not being like natural or human movement.
Yep.
More natural than human. Doesn't matter. No. Oh my God. Focus.
I know. Yep.
Stop it. So, okay, that really throws me off. I don't like it. Like, I can see deformities in movies, and mm-hmm. I've always, like, I'm okay with that.
Right.
But it's when it's, like, a puppet or, like, a drawing
mm-hmm.
that isn't, like, okay, not to knock it, it's just something in my head that doesn't work right when seeing it, but, like, anime.
Right.
It's not that it doesn't look right, it's just the jerkiness of it.
Hmm.
Like, I don't like the fact that the guy's flying through the air and the background's the same.
Right, or like there's like those like crazy action lines going on.
Yeah.
But he's like, and then he's talking, and then like the lines are going.
Yeah. And they're just like,
holding
either him
emotion
moving
for
or
the
like,
entire
frame. Right? Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So like that just, it puts me off, so I can't watch it.
Right.
Or I don't like to watch it after I've seen it. Right. So the other movies like that are Labyrinth, even though I watched that a lot as a kid. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, I can remember no matter what. Where I was, if it was my aunt and uncle's house, if it was fucking my grandparents' house, our house, it was like if there was a weekend I was watching that movie.
Yeah.
But the puppets.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Not with it. Yeah, yeah.
It weirded me out, but in that one, because it was more people than puppets, there was just the what's his face? Oh shit.
David Bowie?
No, the because.
Oh, one of the puppets?
Yeah, the guy that... Rumpelstiltskin? Is he in that one? Okay.
It's been
I get these ones confused.
Mm.
So there's that one.
Oh, and the Dark Crystal?
Labyrinth and Dark Crystal. They both freak me out.
Gotcha.
But I'm pretty sure that in... No, Labyrinth is when the person goes in the labyrinth.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Again, I'm totally... Because there's another movie that I watched at the same time with that one.
Right.
And it was... I think it was Rumpelstiltskin.
Okay.
But it was all weird like that. Like, there was Muppets and people, and the Muppets like, you know?
Gotcha.
Okay. Focus.
All good.
So in Labyrinth, there's a bunch of Muppets like that throw me off. So there's parts of it that I enjoy. Like, the story of it, I enjoy. I like it. But watching them be Muppets throws me right the fuck off. Like, I want to go cower behind a couch. Meanwhile, I can watch, like, some guy's head get chopped off and his fucking neck get pulled out and be like, okay, you know? And then the other one is Dark Crystal. Their faces are so weird that I can't, like, as soon as they talk, the shiver that goes up my spine is terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally, I gotta leave.
It hits, like, it hits some primitive core there. To be like, nope, not okay with this.
Yeah, something happened to me or the energy that is me, whatever it is, a very long time ago.
Yeah.
With some very ugly looking things.
Maybe it was a past you from like medieval times when they were like doing those puppet shows.
Right.
And they were like terrifying.
Maybe I got killed by a medieval puppeteer.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
But his
Yeah.
Thanks for the nightmares tonight, Tyler.
That's the movie I want to see.
I'd watch it too, actually.
Right? Yeah. Well, hey, yeah.
This guy's afraid of a puppet. Okay, so sorry. So those were not to be the ones that I had picked, but...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I would have to say that... I had a list on here, but if we're only going five, I might switch it up a little bit.
That's fine. I just, that one was just looking at me from, I only have like seven, so. Which is insane because I've seen a lot of movies.
The kids are always like, Dad, we want to watch this movie. I'm like, seen it.
Yeah.
They're like, but I haven't seen it. I'm like, yeah, it's not that good. You know? But then again, like I said, if it's not Fast and Furious or Rambo, I'm not normally in.
Right.
Okay. So, let me see here. I want to see... Oh, you know what movie? This one. Okay, for sure. This is probably the one that I actually have watched the most when high, aside from Fast and Furious, is Crank.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, your freaking ringtone on your phone, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. My ringtone is the Crank ringtone.
Yeah.
I switched it when it came out. I've transferred it from a flip phone or a Nokia handheld phone. No, wait, that's a lie. You couldn't do it on those. It was definitely a flip phone, though. I had it on that. I think that's where it came from. It was an initial Samsung. No, it wasn't a Razer. I never got a Razer. My dad was always like, fuck you and that. No.
Dude, Razers were the best. But anyways, go ahead.
I'm sure they were. I had this one phone. It was a Nokia. I forget what it was called. It lived. If you plug it in now, it would still work. I don't know where it is. I'm sure I got rid of it a long time ago. But I kept it for years and years and years.
Yeah.
This thing I dropped in a toilet. I fucking... ran over it one day, not a scratch on it. It was a regular cell, like a flip phone.
Yeah.
You could do everything, had a little screen when you flipped it open, boop, boop, boop. You could text, you could whatever, right?
Fuck yeah.
Dude, that thing was the shit. It was a walkie-talkie. Mm-hmm. You could radio do the whole mic thing on it. Remember the mic thing?
Yeah.
Boop, boop, boop. Hey, Chuck, can you hear me? Yeah, man.
Dude, that's when they made them as portable devices.
Yep.
It wasn't a very delicate computer that you hold your entire life in. It was just something that you had for when you needed to.
Yeah.
You know?
But it was a tool. It was built like a tool.
That's right.
Like, you could have whipped that phone, like pitched it to a baseball player. He could have parked that phone. It would have landed in the fucking parking lot and still been fine.
Yeah, like, someone still would be leaving a voicemail.
Yeah. You'd go, the flip would be maybe slightly crooked, but it would still work. You're like, yep.
Yeah.
What's up? I now have a fake satellite phone. But yeah, okay, so yeah, Crank. Crank is because...
Chip Chetios.
Slick name, by the way. Yeah, like, I was like, fantastic. Everybody's like, whatever. I'm like, no. That's a bad motherfucker shit right there.
Fitting.
Right?
Incredibly fitting.
But I remember watching that, and like, I'm a heart patient. Okay?
Yeah.
So I also understand. Dude. So like, totally understand the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I understand the need for that. I know, like, I've been open. Here you go, okay?
Yep.
So, like, I understand all of the concepts behind it. And when he was taking cocaine and just like, right? Like, my buddy's like, no fucking way. I'm like, actually, for about 5-10 minutes, that would work.
Yeah. Honestly.
That's the hardest part with watching some, like, real serious movie. Like, okay, oh shit, what was it? I can't remember which James Bond it was, but it was one with Daniel Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Casino Royale, maybe?
I The first one with him? Where they're doing like the card scenes?
Yeah, I think so. Because is that the one where he goes down to his car and he has to like defibrillate himself? So, okay. Get this. This is actually a funny story. So, before that movie came out, I actually ended up in the hospital with tachycardia. Mm-hmm. And I have an implanted defibrillator. I know how defibrillators work. I know what happens to your heart when that exact thing happens to you when you're, like, if you're dosed like that. I know because it's the same sort of thing.
Right.
Right? And, like, I'm beside my dad. I've just got an implanted defibrillator. I know about everything that has to do with this scene. And I'm sitting at my dad, looking at him, I go, nope.
That is inaccurate.
Yeah, and this is when he's, like, trying to make it to the car.
Right.
Right? And then he gets to the car, and he puts the defibrillator pad here and back here. And I go, are they fucking dumb? Like, full like that in a movie theater. And, like, other people are like, shut up. My dad looks at me and goes, good point.
Yeah.
He goes, like, you just had to do that.
Yeah.
You know where they put them? There.
Yeah.
Like, you can put those pads on the side, but they have to be, like, they still have to be here and here.
Not just, like,
you know, you can't just, put one on your belly and then put one on your fucking ass. Yeah. You know, or, like, just off to the left. Like, no, it has to be... It's sending the shock.
Spleen in your liver.
Yeah, like what? It has to... The two pieces have to kind of, like, go a certain way to make it effective.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I watching shit like that is just, like... So, I honestly, I loved watching Crank because I'm like, dude, this guy's doing it.
Yeah.
Like, he's got no heart.
He is mainlining it.
And then, like, there's a, can you take all that shit and actually do it? I'm like, well... It is still a movie.
Yeah, this is clearly theoretical Hollywood. You know, like don't ever hope for this scenario on anybody.
Like, you can't run down L.A. Literal. And then just fuck your girlfriend in Chinatown on the street and be like, my heart's pumping again. Yeah. No. Like,
I mean, you could, but the cops are going to be there real quick.
Yeah, it also doesn't work to actually bring your heart rate up like that. It actually, it like, you're not getting it up. That's my point. Yeah. If your heart is failing and you need it to speed up, you're not also fucking.
No, yeah. Yeah, that blood needs to go elsewhere.
Yeah, like there's, you don't have a lot left. Like that's what's wrong here, you know? Yeah. So, but yeah, fuck. No, I like that movie. That's a good movie to watch when you're stoned.
Oh, no.
So
no.
That would be my, I guess, first suggestion.
Now, with Crank,
yeah.
Are you smoking a sativa? Or?
Oh, hell no. I smoke an indica because, you know what? Because I have such like a, guess connection to the concept of the movie.
Right. You don't want to be.
It brings up my anxiety.
True.
Because I'm like, dude, I wonder if racing... Because I don't just think like, oh, that's right, that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think like, if I was in that situation, because I know what it feels like for all of a sudden your heart's just like, oh.
Right.
Or like, yeah, right? So like, when he's in the car and he's starting to fade and he's talking to the doctor... And he's like, just keep your heart pumping, do whatever you can. And he just fucking guns it through the fucking shopping mall or whatever it was.
Yeah.
That to me, I was like, okay, if this actually happened, I wonder if that would work.
Right.
Yeah. Because I like fast cars. Yeah. And there's a pretty good chance this is going to happen to me one day. Like.
Right.
You know?
Like, flight.
Should I drive through a shopping mall? Will it get my anxiety up enough?
How many people am I willing to take out in the needs of me?
Yeah. But yeah, that's my brain. So, no, I have to watch it. I have to smoke it watching an indica while watching it. Because if not, I get way too fucking amped up. I'm like, yeah, it definitely spikes my anxiety. A little bit. I mean, now not so much. I've seen it like 100 times.
I mean, with a movie called Crank, it's bound to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll bounce it back. We'll just go back and forth. Sure. You hit it up with
What else I got here? I mean, I have some obvious ones. Like, some of them, I was thinking stoner movies.
Okay.
Because I can... Like, the first few that always come to mind, you know, you got your Tropic Thunder in there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? No? I guess that's just an old staple for me.
No, you know what? It's like... Okay, so the first time I watched that movie...
Yeah?
I didn't really like it.
Hmm?
But I think I was too high. So this one day, I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it another shot because it came up on whatever, right? And I saw it in movies or theater in movies, yes.
In movies.
I saw it in theaters.
They do this.
Yeah. I saw it in theaters, but I didn't, yeah, I didn't, I don't know. I walked away from it being like, it's okay, you know? And again, I think I was way too high for it. And then I watched it again, and then it did become a staple. I didn't put that on my list, though. That's a surprise. Yeah. I mean, it's not a surprise because I mean, the face I made, you were like, what?
I'm just like, you know. I'm just clearly.
But no, you're right. It is. I don't know why I didn't think of it, but you're right. Yeah. No, it is a good one. The whole.
You can't do it today. Yeah. You know? Oh. But there's just something like, because it's Ben Stiller, mm-hmm. like, wrote and directed it and all that sort of thing. Like, he's a quirky guy.
Yeah.
And it's very, like, on the cusp of 2000s, like, this is the last time we can say this shit, you know? It's balls out to the walls, and yeah. and everybody in that movie absolutely kills it. Like, yeah. it's hilarious, and it's very well done.
I was actually, in that one, I was actually surprised that Robert Downey Jr. did the character he did. Because, like, mm-hmm. even then, though, not a lot of people would yeah. have done that.
No, yeah.
You know what I mean? Or yeah. like, and definitely even less could have pulled it off.
Yeah.
Right? Because he did it yeah. so good.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that they had the other guy calling him out the whole time, too.
Exactly.
Like,
oh. And it's the fact that it's hilarious because it's this method actor. It's an actor playing an actor who's like the most far gone actor that this is where he's at now. They're just like, all right. But he's Kirk Lazarus. Best Kiss Award. Tommy Maguire.
Yeah. No, you're right. That should have been on my list. Fuck, that was a good one.
That's a good one.
That made me think of one. Did you want to tell us more about that one, or is that...
No, that's... Okay. No, that was just a mention.
To go along the same lines, Pain and Gain. I've watched that a bunch of times high.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, the fact that it's a true story.
Yeah.
If you really watch it and you pay attention to Mark Wahlberg's character the whole time, you're like... So the first time, because you know when everything's new, it kind of like flies by.
Sure.
Right? So you maybe like you catch the jokes and stuff and it is funny and stuff, but the more you watch it, the more you're familiar with scenes. So you start really paying attention to certain other things than just what is supposed to be the focal point, right?
For sure.
And you can really, like, understand characters better because you start watching little movements or one guy. Like, I watch movies and I'll watch the whole thing the first time. The second time, I might watch the main character, mm-hmm. right? And then and whatever.
Follow the different components. And
yeah, exactly, yeah. right?
Let's so tell them the story.
When you watch that one, all the guys, Mark Wahlberg, The Rock. Fuck, what's the other guy's name?
Dude that's in, like, Marvel shit.
I know. I can never remember his name. I suppose
Terrence Howard. That's not...
No.
Dude, it's right there.
I'll get it. Hold on.
Anthony Mackie.
Yeah. Okay.
There it is.
Fuck. Thank God. I'm old and slow. You did that great.
I didn't even... It just hit me as soon as I went to type anything.
Oh,
nice.
Even better. Oh, so you're saying you're Google now. Great.
That blunt man, I'm telling you. No.
Yeah, so the more you watch it, the more you see how well they play stupid.
Yeah.
Yep. Because, like, they all start off as sort of like, okay, the only guy that's, like, really, really, you know, is the Wahlberg character. Because the whole time you know him, he's like, no, I got to do something different. He's always telling you stupid slogans and bullshit. And, like,
right.
he's always scheming on something anyway. Because you could tell he's getting fed up with life. Right. Whereas the other two guys are just... One's dumb and one's easily manipulated.
Right.
Right? The Rock being the dumb the one storm. And then Anthony Mackie being the guy that's manipulated. Because all Buddy has to do with The Rock is like, no, you got to stick around with this and like, don't do that shit. And then he goes and does whatever he wants anyway. And then the Anthony Mackie character, it's always like, oh, your triceps don't look quite right. And then he's like, should I do steroids now? Like,
right. Just like that.
And knowing that those are built on real people.
Mm-hmm.
You see
the possibility for the amount of accuracy that that portrayal could be.
Yeah.
And imagining those people as real people and the events happening, I feel like I know people like those guys.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Where you're like, if you had the right opportunity and the wrong attitude, or the wrong opportunity and the right attitude.
Yeah.
And the wrong opportunity, the wrong attitude, and did it anyway.
Yeah, if you're at least bit fart smeller, I mean a smart feller, you can, yeah. Live your dreams.
Holy shit, dude. We've done a lot now. All right, let's keep doing this. Uh-oh.
Yeah, that blunt carries, I mean, 3 grams.
Yeah. This is delicious.
Yep.
I'm still going on it. I don't want to put it out. Okay.
I know.
So
be wary where the filter.
I know.
Be.
Is it?
Yeah, it could be there.
Oh, I'm smoking filter. Whatever. That was fucking delicious. It's good delicious. To
the end. Yep. Well done, guys. And we got through, what, like 4 movies?
Not even.
No? I feel like we've mentioned other titles.
Yeah, we did do a lot.
Because I said the Gummy movie.
But that's not necessarily our top five. We've only given, okay, so you're 5. Because we could close this out with like 5 more minutes or so.
Yeah, because I mean, definitely, so Tropic Thunder was just a mention, but like Gummy Movie for sure.
Oh yeah, that was it. Okay, so Gummy for you, Tropic Thunder, it was Pain and Gain for me. I haven't given you a fourth yet. Oh, damn it, Crank, yes. Okay, so what would be number 5 then?
Here's the one, okay? So I got this one, and then, or I could mention the one I've been hanging on to. Holding.
Half a second. Okay. The other one was so much smoother, but I was so less high.
Operator, I mean, we'll be with you soon. Your call is important to us.
How can I help you?
Oh, we're back. Okay.
Oh, shit. You have your pipe? I'm going to smoke mine, sir.
It's like, it's second nature now. I can't help it. This thing's fantastic.
I was walking the dog the other day with the pipe like this. Mm-hmm. And just walking down the street, just sometimes walking through the house, just
it just feels proper,
right?
You know, you're a little bit more distinguished,
right?
Yes. Here we are discussing films,
yeah,
smoking our pipes, exactly. Like true gentlemen. There it is.
This is the Guava Lime Shreddums.
That's right.
Shred-X, sorry, THC THC V cart. It tastes just like the fucking gummies, first of all.
Okay. Nice. What? That's awesome.
I think. Hold on. I still got blunt in my mouth, too.
Man. Carry you through.
I am so high right now, and I just realized it.
This has been my high. This
no, it's been a good one, but
the
yeah.
The whole time. I'm just like, yeah.
So yeah, I was walking down the thing, and I passed somebody, and they were looking at me, but like I was, you know, smoking the pipes of the light, and they kind of gave me a weird look, and part of me wanted to be like, cheerio.
Yeah, I get it. There's something about it.
Okay, so yes, we should end on the one that you were going to tell us. So that'll be number 5.
Gotcha.
For the day is the top stoner movies, but also how good and high we got and talked about other shit. But yes.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely.
All right. So this is okay.
I'll try to make it brief.
No, make it because whatever it is. Take the time with it.
It may seem obvious and you may be on the complete other side of it in general, which is fine as well.
Is it claymation?
No, it's not claymation. not entirely. No, I'm just kidding. But it's
just a foot.
It's Lord of the Rings, and it's because it's Lord of the Rings. No, because...
Well done, sir! Hold on! Excellent description! You have won the game!
I win. That's it. See you next time. Yeah.
It's Lord of the Rings. Why do you like it? It's Lord of the Rings.
That's it. Questions?
Sorry. That's fucking awesome.
Billing it out this whole time. Oh,
I do feel like there is more description, but that was fucking wicked.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so what's... So, okay, why?
Okay, because... Okay. Lord of the Rings is, first of all, my ultimate comfort movie. Okay. I mean, I first read the books, and I actually only got to see the second one in theaters.
Okay.
And the first one I had on repeat when it came out on DVD. But
Jesus.
No, it's just... It's
a lot of copies.
It just... Wait, it would just sit there playing, like, walk through the room, and it would still be playing. But
oh, I get it. Yeah, yeah. No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but it was just...
I don't knock you for that one. Yeah. That's a good one. Because the first one I really liked. Mm-hmm. It's the only problem... Okay, my only problem is... There's not a lot of things that I can do for 3 hours when I'm high. Mm. Because a certain point... No, that's a lie. I'm such a liar. I sit and watch TikTok for 3 hours high all the time.
Well, you know.
I can't believe I just said that. Really?
How long have we been talking? No.
Seriously.
Holy. But to be fair, as what you were saying, though, is there's not a lot of things that you can...
Yeah, no, that's true. No, not true. It's a lie. There's a lot of things I can do.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. So, no. I could agree with you. You know why? Because it's a good adventure movie.
Yep.
I'm just not, like, well, because, like, my taste, too, right? But I'm not, I'm not as into the, like, if it was an Indiana Jones adventure, I'd be like, yep, I'm in.
Right.
But for whatever reason, I think it's the fantasy of it that, like, just doesn't, like, I'd rather watch a space movie.
Right.
You know, whereas I'm sure there's a lot of people that are like, fuck space.
You know? It's really funny on that. It just made me think, because a lot of people say, like, acid is Star Wars, and mushrooms is Lord of the Rings.
Which is hilarious.
Same way that they like acoustic, electric.
I love mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. See, maybe that's what you're missing. To properly appreciate.
It's true. I've never watched Lord of the Rings on mushrooms. I watched The Matrix once on mushrooms. That was a bad idea.
I remember you saying.
I'll tell you. Here, you want to hear how that story went? I think I told you. But I'll tell you guys.
It's great.
So.
I mean.
It was fucking hilarious. So we get mushrooms from my buddy. And he goes, I've never tried them before. I was only going to eat less than a gram. Because I just wanted to see what it was like. And he gave me a mushroom cap. And like a small piece of a stem or something. And he goes, so just a heads up. Because all good drug stories start like that.
Of course. Yeah. Now that I've taken them.
Right.
Please tell me.
Yeah. No, I hadn't taken them yet. He was
okay. Because we were just giving
them. Yeah. Like, we were buying them and I was just going, I was going home after to take them. So he was like, just as a heads up, because you haven't had them before, they, you see like pulses and you're not like that kind of hallucinating is what you see.
Okay. Right.
And I'm like, okay, I have no fucking clue what to expect. Right? I've done weed. Like, yep. I've never seen anything when I was high. Anyway. So I'm like, okay, cool. So we get home. And there's a lot more to this story, but I'll end it at the Matrix part because it's the only one that's important. I have a shaved head. Like now. I have my head shaved, okay? We sit down on the couch. We smoke a joint. My buddy and I. We pop. I eat the cap. And then, no, we didn't smoke a joint. We got home, we had a beer or something. And then he's like, do you want to eat the mushrooms now? I was like, well, should we go do something? He's like, not for your first time. For your first time, stay home. So he's like, I'm like, well, all right, let's just throw a movie on, right?
Yep.
Because it was middle of the summer, but we were like, we couldn't get anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? We were poor, so. So I was like, oh, I just threw on The Matrix or something. Well, I threw on The Matrix.
Yeah.
Justin. So as I'm watching it, you know the part where the kid is looking at the spoon and bending the spoon?
Mm-hmm.
And he's, well, I guess he did, but whatever. So
there is no spoon.
I am so high right now. It all just attacked me. And then the THCV, don't add THCV to that.
Okay, noted.
I mean, no, you can, because it actually, here, try some. You want to try it?
Okay, make sure this is the other one. Do you want the other one?
No, I'm good.
No? Okay.
No, trust me. I don't need anything else right now. I got motor mouth like a motherfucker.
Fair enough. Okay, so I'm going to take... Yeah, I'm going to... Just because I want to know the taste.
Yeah, no, try it out, man.
little bit of THC.
The high is great. It's like the gummies. Like, it brings you back up a bit. I can't, my thoughts are racing. I can't match them. But yeah, so.
Dude. The taste?
Right?
Holy crap.
Yeah.
No, that is, wow, that is the gummy.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah.
I don't do a lot of those flavored ones, but holy shit.
Yeah. Like, my tongue isn't even tingling. It's just like, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm watching the kid bend the spoon, and the mushrooms kick in. Because now, so we'd had the mushrooms, and then we'd had a joint, and now it's like half hour later, I'm sitting on the couch, rubbing the top of my head like this. Just repeat, like, I'm not, I don't even realize that I've started doing it, right? Yeah. And then there's a certain point where I'm watching TV, and my buddy leans over and he goes, "Hey, you got lice?" I go,
"No."
"What?" He goes, "You're rubbing your head." I go, "Oh, shit.
What's this concern you brought to my attention?"
I go, "It just feels really good."
Yeah.
He goes, "Oh, the mushrooms are kicking in." I go, "No, but I generally rub my head." He's like, "Not for 30 minutes. Yeah. I go, "Oh, okay." He goes, "Look, I'll tell you something. If you really want to know if the mushrooms have kicked in," he goes, "look at your hands. Because your hands will tell you."
Yes, right? They will.
So,
yeah.
Stupid me. Goes, I go, "Oh my God, there's only hands."
Yeah.
"Can you believe we have these?"
Yeah.
Like,
look at these two little universes I got here.
How did they work?
Right?
Yeah. So then after that, I'm watching the TV and the walls start going a little bump, bump, bump. And the TV's in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like dangerous. This and the, like out, right? So we're sitting here, like here, and then the TV's over there in a corner and the walls beside the TV are just boom, 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 right? And as I'm watching that, I'm like, oh. Now, instead of rubbing my head, I'm shaking my head like, am I seeing this? you know?
Yeah.
And then the kid's head just starts to inflate.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, it's filling the TV.
It's bleeding.
Like, oh shit. And then there's this little voice in my head that goes, if you don't look away, it's going to pop. And so I look away and I look back and the head's back to normal and it just starts growing again.
Oh shit.
And I look away and I look back and I do it like 3 or 4 times. Right? Yeah. And my buddy looks over. He goes, what is wrong with you? And I go, dude, if I look at the TV, the kid's head's going to pop. The voice says I have to look away, then I can look back in the kid's head. I don't want to pop the kid's head. And he goes, we need to turn the movie off.
That's enough Matrix for one day.
Yeah, dude, I didn't even realize he bent the spoon. Like,
okay. It's okay, it's okay. The spoon's still there. The spoon is real. You are real.
I often now wonder what would have happened had I continued to watch the rest of that movie on mushrooms.
Hmm.
Because if I was already at the point where, like, that's Matrix shit, watching the Matrix.
Yeah.
Do you know how I might have been fried?
Yeah.
First time doing mushrooms, you watch the Matrix, this story about a blue pill that takes you to this land that opens up all these new worlds, and you're watching a kid inside of a box that's not... he's at school right now. Like... That's an image, and you're inflated, its head's inflated, you're worried about killing it. Like, imagine how far down that storyline your brain would just go, I don't know.
Yeah. No, this is real. Nothing is real.
The first time Neo gets sucked out of one of those, like, and they, like, unattached from the back of his head.
Yeah, that gets me every time. The whole, right? Plugging in. Yeah. Yeah, that's a little rough. That's a... That irks something inside of me, for sure.
But buddy just looks over, he's like, time to call the asylum. You're done. Yeah, so...
Yeah. So that's, yeah, that's definitely understanding that it would be overload.
Right?
For sure.
But,
so, the reason I bring up mushrooms, too, I think, I don't know if I brought up mushrooms, or if you did, but...
They're up.
Yeah. But, like, Lord of the Rings, so, actually, what...
That's exactly what started it, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because in high school, my house was often the place where people gathered.
Yep.
And I guess one night when actually I was staying in London, there was somebody living at my house, and that person invited some other people over.
Yeah.
And they decided to do a bunch of mushrooms and watch Lord of the Rings on like in a Gar theater area.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them tried to climb out the second story window.
I know it's not funny, but it's funny.
It's pretty funny. One of them threw up on my parents' carpet.
Oh.
Yep. And did nothing about it.
Oh.
And yeah, apparently there was just general like loss of consciousness going on watching Lord of the Rings on mushrooms. But I have to say it's just delightful because realistically, stoners, we are hobbits. Or hobbits are we, because, you know, they're always smoking the finest shit in the Shire.
Yep.
They're obsessed with food until the end. And
giant feet.
Yeah, giant feet. And they just care about, you know, hanging out.
All stoners have giant feet.
It's a requirement. That's. I mean, yeah, size 13.
I have a Fred Flintstone toe. Does that count?
Yabba dabba do.
Oh. Yeah, no, I agree with you. No, I think you're right. I think that is a very good. So, because that's a big thing that people forget about, or not forget, but like leave out of the whole stoner factor. Is that you don't just have to laugh. Like, not all weed makes you laugh, right?
That's it, right? Smoking a nice indica, enjoying a movie, you know?
Yeah.
That's mostly how I like my movies now.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be indica. Hmm. Or Bridget's Brownies.
Bridget's Brownies. Man. Damn,
telling you.
We're going to have to, like, some of you do some graphic design and make up a little freaking little thing that pops up.
You know what I think I can do? Because it's Canada.
With Bridget's consent, of course.
Yeah, yeah. A little shrine.
Yeah. Bridget's Brownies.
I think if she would agree to it, though, if we did, like, a contest or something, I'm pretty sure I can, if you're in Canada, I could mail you weed brownies. Because you can mail weed across Canada.
Yeah. As long as it's, you know, within the limits or whatever the hell. But I think, I don't even know what the limits are, person to person via mail. I shit weed.
Yeah.
No problem. Like,
yeah. So, all right. Here's an idea. What if we came up with a game? I'll find out if we can actually do this.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about it in, let's say, I don't know, a few podcasts down the road. We'll develop it and we'll see if by like summer, if by my birthday in June, we can get this idea going. Because the idea I'm thinking of is if I can actually do that, I have almost 2 ounces of purple kush. And I was thinking of getting Bridget to make them into brownies.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
So we could have a contest. We'll have a question every sesh-isode that you have to get the answer to.
Mm.
And the first person to comment the answer correctly, I will send you how many would be worth it? Let's say a certain amount, a certain number. We'll come up with a number of how many brownies you could realistically send in the mail and not get like fucked up.
Right.
Right. Or maybe she'll figure out another way to make something in that amount of time. I'll talk to her about it. And we'll see. And if you can, and whoever gets the question right, you'll get mailed a Bridget's brownie because I talk so highly of how good these edibles are. And for free, no money, no money necessary, nothing, you know? Yeah. So that's why it's like trading cards.
That's right.
You know, I'll send you a Bridget's brownie.
It's just a delicious home baked good.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
Right. And they're, and like when I say you get high,
yeah, they're
like
delightful.
I forgot what feet were for like an hour. But yeah,
man.
So that's what I was thinking. That would be a good idea to do that. I think you're totally right on the fucking Lord of the Rings thing.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I am saying.
Because adventure movies are always awesome. And adventure movies are the best movies, like, when you're high. Because that's really what you want is an adventure when you're high.
Yeah.
The only thing better than an adventure movie is actually doing the adventure movie. You know?
Yeah.
Like, if it's Lord of the Rings, go camping and get baked and go up that hill.
Do some mushrooms. You know? Be afraid of the woods a little bit. Respect nature.
You know what I miss as a kid? Doing shit like that. That's what you did as a kid.
Yeah,
You'd go camping with friends and you'd be in the fucking woods pretending there was a castle on this cliff. You're all sword fighting with sticks, hiding behind tiny little rocks and logs.
Yeah, man. Everything was magical when I was camping.
Right? And
still, I adore going camping.
How fucked up is it that we are too self-conscious as adults to be like, just go in the woods and be like, okay, I'm He-Man.
I'm here.
You know, like,
this is my area.
Power Ranger. Like,
just for a night.
Could you?
And that'll move along.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
Could you imagine walking into a camp? Like, you just come into a campground Friday night, and these other people have been camping all week, and they're there till the next week, right? You come in, and they've been like become this little community of like lots.
Right.
There's like six or seven of them, right?
Yeah.
And you come in, and they're just all fucking playing wood army, like woods army in the woods, like
Lord of the Flies.
Yeah. No, but not like for real, like pretend like you used to when you were a kid, you know, you like call your buddy, be like, hey, we're playing army in the ravine at like 3 o'clock, you know.
Yeah.
And you just come into that, but it's all adults. Warfare, it's
like, they got sticks and guns.
They're like, hey, you come in.
I'd be so for that if that was actually happening, if that wasn't a dream, because I'm pretty sure I've had dreams similar to that.
I totally just realized what I was describing, by the way. LARPing. I'm like, that is a thing. All right, you know what? That's perfect, because I started off on a stupid comment that I caught myself making. And we're going to end it on a stupid comment I caught myself making. Fucking LARPing,
holy
Justin.
Shit.
You want to go camping and play fairies and pixies? Yeah, we call that something different. Oh, my God.
That THCV.
Yeah, man. Yep. I like that shit. I like that blunt. What was it? Chronic, the authentic diamond blunt.
Diamond and terpene infused blunt.
Yeah. It's 100% worth the money. I don't care what anybody says. I want to smoke the other one right now. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, that one's like, just fantastic.
I think that, for me, just took just surpassed the El Blunto diamond infused. Like, I like that thing. So I want another one immediately.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so nice all the way through.
I have another one. I might have to make a shop phone call. Anyway. Yeah, we're going to end on my stupid comment. Catching myself. But, those are our thoughts off the stem for this week. We hope you come back next week at 4:20 p.m. on Friday. Is that even going?
It could be. It's doing the blinky blank.
Oh, okay. I can't see it.
That's fair.
The angle. All right. So, yeah. Thank you for joining us this week on Thoughts Off the Stem. Hope you come back next week on Friday at 4:20 on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, basically wherever you get a podcast. Thank you to Tyler for joining the cast again. The cast again. Cast of friends climbing mountains looking for rings. Bom, bom, bom. And they're stoned, owned, owned, owned.
I watch it.
Okay, can you flip me off, sir?
I can flip you.
I said it.
And all right,
until next time, keep your lids low, baby. That's good.
Yeah, this is a good start. Oh, this is a good start to it.
What happened?
Is it heating?
I think so.
You gotta go. Yeah. Something. There we go.
There we go.
Yeah.
Thoughts off the stem, friend, a neighborhood party.
Right.